Now it's Zelensky's turn. Since 2014, war in eastern Ukraine has killed more than 13,000 people. White House pressure on Vladimir Putin's ambitions in Ukraine seems to have been fruitless. So today, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky sat down himself with Putin in Paris to find a way out of the conflict. No one expects a quick resolution from these talks today. It is a big test for Zelensky in his first ever meeting with Putin. Back home, Ukrainians are watching carefully. Protesters in Ukraine's capital this week were chanting freedom to Ukraine. They are critics of President Zelensky, and so is Volodymyr Areyev. I caught up with him today while he was visiting Tbilisi, Georgia. Areyev is a member of the Ukrainian opposition party in parliament. He says Zelensky is not prepared for these talks.
For Mr. Putin, this time is best to have negotiations, as well as the United States is very focused on its own turmoil caused by Mr. Zelensky. And without this support, it looks like we are alone. The best result of that negotiations in Paris tonight is no result.
Why would no result in Paris be a good thing?
We cannot trust any agreement with the Russian Federation. So this point should be a basic for Mr. Zelensky. Never trust Putin and don't count on possible agreements that might be signed after the Normandy format meeting, might be signed well or not.
Let me ask you this. So Ukraine doesn't feel the support from the U.S. right now. What does that mean for President Zelensky's reputation at home?
I think now it's a matter not of Zelensky's personal reputation, but it's a reputation for Ukraine. And the situation what we are faced to in the United States, well, you know, I can compare it to the very popular in the United States Super Bowl games. Now it looks like these Republican and Democrat teams and the ball is Ukraine. And during the game, no one cares about the ball. To be an object of interior American policy is not brings a good consequences for that object.
Wow, I was really not expecting an American football analogy, but thanks for that anyway. I mean, there are concerns about capitulation in these talks in Ukraine, but isn't President Zelensky right? Don't you need to have some sort of dialogue with Russia to at least start to end this war?
To have a dialogue with Russia means that Russia should be ready to end this war. They could pretend that they making a step forward to the peace, but at the same time, getting the result, Russia will come back to its usual style of conduct, and aggression will be ongoing. So the only one thing needed for a while is to keep on sanctions until Russian Federation will be ready for real peace, but not for imitation.
Who's singing in the background?
I'm sorry for that, but
no, okay.
I cannot avoid it. It's a Georgia.
Mr. Areyev, one more thing. I want to ask you about the Ukrainian public, because Volodymyr Zelensky won by a landslide last spring in the Ukrainian presidential elections. And surely with the war in the Donbas in the background, Ukrainians must have believed that Zelensky had some skills or strategy for dealing with Putin. Why did they vote for him if they didn't think he could be a peacemaker?
He promised to be a peacemaker. It's a completely different story. We are dealing with such a player like Russian Federation. So Ukrainians, unfortunately, made its choice by emotions. It was not so rational choice. You can find on Netflix the TV series Servant of the People.
That was Zelensky's old show.
And people somehow trust the hero of the TV series, where Zelensky plays as a president of Ukraine. So there were implications of people's hopes. They extrapolate their wishes for his personality, then choose the people with a real program and the real background.
Volodymyr Areyev is a member of the Ukrainian parliament. His political party, European Solidarity, is part of the opposition to President Volodymyr Zelensky. Thank you very much for your time, Mr. Areyev.
Thank you.